Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents an unabridged production of King of the Wind by Marguerite Henry. The Great Sun. The morning fog had lifted, giving way to a clear day. Nearly all the people of Windsor, Ontario, and thousands of visitors were surging into Kenilworth Park, filling the stands and overflowing to the infield. It was the greatest crowd ever to attend a race in Canada. For this was the day of the match race between Man O' War, the great American horse, and Sir Barton, the pride of Canada. Bands were playing, first an American air, then a Canadian air. Flags of both countries draped the grandstand and fluttered against the sky. Under a covered paddock, Man O' War, affectionately known as Big Red, was being saddled for his 21st race. As the trainer was about to tighten the girth strap, he turned to the jockey at his elbow. "Let Red run his own race," he said. "Don't hold him in." The freckle-faced jockey nodded. He looked over at the clock. In exactly 20 minutes, Man O' War would meet Sir Barton, the horse that had won the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont in 1 year. Sir Barton was a Triple Crown champion, a horse to be reckoned with. The trainer finished his careful check of saddle cloths and weight pads and signalled to the jockey, who swung up on Man O' War. He had 10 minutes to walk him around the saddling ring, 10 minutes to calm him down. Without this ritual, Big Red was as unruly as a colt. Across the paddock, the trainer caught the eye of Samuel Riddle, owner of Man O' War. They watched the ripple of the smooth muscles as the horse walked, the curving of his powerful neck, the burnished red gold of his coat. Their glances locked. Big Red's in fine fettle. They were agreeing with each other. He's in top form.